Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to provide some gardening tips covering armyworms, go over our upcoming extension events, plus remind all of our wheat producers to control their volunteer wheat this summer for this fall's protection of the wheat streak mosaic virus. But first, for today's Did You Know, that the McPherson County 4-H Fair is a time for all county 4-H members to bring to town their projects they have been preparing during the past 4-H year. Some projects take only a few hours or days to complete, while other projects were started back in the fall. Countless hours are spent by 4-H'ers preparing and practicing with their projects to be exhibited at the fair. Stop by the 4-H Fair here in McPherson this weekend and visit all the different project areas and walk through the buildings and the livestock barns to see and learn what 4-H is all about. Maybe you can select your champion out of a group of woodworking projects or watch a showmanship class and decide who would be your top blue winner. All 105 counties in Kansas are experiencing Fair Week this July and August. We are lucky to have two, one in Canton last week, and the 4-H Fair here in McPherson this week and weekend. So plan to take a little time this weekend to visit our fair with the theme of Country Roots and Cowboy Boots here in McPherson. In my garden news, one might have heard a lot of discussion about armyworms and fall armyworm damage this summer in south central Kansas. The damage we see is the chewing or mowing off the grass and other plants in their path. Both worms are nocturnal, meaning they feed in the late evening through the night till the early morning hours when they hide under the cover of the lawn or field. Once the larva matures, their damage is done. They pupate and start to cycle over. Only the little larvae are the problems with our yards. We don't need to know the difference between the armyworms and fall armyworms at this stage. Both do the same damage. The fall armyworms do possess four spots on the top segments of their body. One difference is the fall armyworm does not overwinter in Kansas, so we might not see the effects of this worm early or late in the season because they leave and then return each year depending on the weather. Armyworms are always present in Kansas, and if the right temperatures exist, we can find them early and late in a normal growing season. Monitoring fields and yards at night is the best way for detection, and the only spraying that is an effective control when they are in the small larva feeding stage. So be on the lookout for armyworms, as they can mow off your yard in a short period of time. In my wheat news, with the wheat harvest behind us, many farmers are gathering information of the different varieties that did well around our area. Here in the office, I do have the results from the three wheat plots for farmers to look at. In addition, we are making plans for our upcoming pre-plant wheat school, which will be Monday, August 25th, with the meal starting at 6:30 and the program to follow. This year, we will again be having a ladies program starting at 7 p.m. This educational pre-plant wheat school will be held at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. In our area news, our McPherson County 4-H Fair starts this Friday, July 25th, and ends with a livestock premium sale on Monday night, the 28th. The opening day will kick off the Rural Appreciation Picnic. That's at 5:30 p.m. this Friday, sponsored by the McPherson County Farm Bureau, and with the 4-H food auction to follow. 4-H members will be showing off their projects Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and ending the fair with a parade of champions Monday night, followed by the livestock premium auction. Make plans to come support our local 4-H members. And on our extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, August 13th, starting at 6:30, right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come learn about the new recipe called Sloppy Joe Cheeseburger Pasta Delight to try out on your family, as this class is always free and is a hands-on program where you get to make the recipe right along with our extension specialists. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.